From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Troy Record reports that a long-term analysis of the administration of discipline in the state departments of corrections and community supervision shows that Black and Hispanic incarcerated people are more likely than their white counterparts to face additional punishment behind bars. New York State Inspector General Lucy Lang said, and I quote, "There is no doubt that the criminal justice system is just one of many systems that have a devastatingly disproportionate impact on New Yorkers of color. Sadly, as reflected by the 6 years of data in our report, although racial disparities may not start at prison gates, unfortunately, they also do not end there," end quote. The report found that Black incarcerated individuals are more than 22% more likely to be issued misbehavior report than a white prisoner, while Hispanic prisoners are 12% more likely to get a misbehavior report. The report found the racial disparities increased slightly between 2017 and 2019, and then increased significantly in 2020, when Black and Hispanic prisoners were nearly 38% and 29% more likely than white incarcerated individuals to be issued a misbehavior report. The Inspector General recommended to DOCES requiring annual anti-bias training for all staff, capturing and analyzing additional data about disciplinary processes, publication of data that can be cross-referenced with demographic data, expanding the use of centralized hearing officers, and expanding the use of fixed camera systems within all correction facilities across the state to improve the problem. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. The Adirondack Daily Enterprise reports that on December 26, New York Attorney General Letitia James asked the state's residents to report any price gouging by stores facing shortages of painkillers and fever reducers for children. An increase of cases of coronavirus, respiratory syncytial virus infection, and the flu have caused a national shortage of medication for youngsters. James said, and I quote, "This year's triple-demic is keeping many kids and babies sick at home, and families trying to care for them are confronting the national shortage of children's Tylenol and other medication. The last thing any family needs when a child spikes fever or is in pain is to be price gouged on the medication they need," end quote. New York does not have a law prohibiting merchants from setting unconscionably high prices for anything vital to the safety, health, and welfare of state residents. James also said consumers should not hoard children's medicine, and retailers can limit the amount of medication they sell to individual customers when there is a shortage. Read the full story in the Adirondack Daily Enterprise. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper. The opponents of the glamping proposal at Ankrum's Iron Star Retreat Center are celebrating as the applicants have asked the planning board to withdraw their application without prejudice with a December 13th letter. Taylor M. Palmer, an attorney with Cuddy Fetter LLP representing the applicants, would only say, and I quote, "Our client does not have any further comment at this time," end quote. The planning board had been talking about the project on 146 acres since December 2021. The proposal originally included a 5-guest room inn, the development of 4 separate lodging cottages for overnight accommodations, including 3 separate buildings for associated recreational support uses on the east side of the property. Nearby residents raised concerns about water and electric uses, traffic, loss of community character, loss of affordable housing, financial viability, noise, light pollution, and impacts on wildlife. Some residents even formed Rural ANCRAM to oppose the project that they claimed, and I quote, would permanently change the rural character of ANCRAM, end quote. The proposal changed to please the opposition, who did not like the smaller version either. Meanwhile, in Kinderhook, a similar story played out. The Sun Communities, Sun Uncharted Kinderhook Resort Plan for 58 Orinsequa Road in Niverville, another glamping proposal, is going away, according to the minutes of the November meeting of the Town of Kinderhook Planning Board. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.